Hey, couple trouble.
Hey, couple trouble.
Hey, couple trouble.
I have a problem.
Hello and welcome back to another episode of Couple Trouble. I am Alex.
And I'm your host, Roz.
Co-host, Roz.
I am the host.
No, co-host. Okay, whatever.
Can we stop fighting?
No, that's the whole point of the show. We fight.
Okay, today's episode is about heartbreak and sadness, unfortunately, but we're gonna help the person get through it. Again, our opinions do not reflect Ryerson University or Spirit Live or whatever the university ends up being.
We still haven't been told what the name is, so we're just going based off of that.
We just want to remind you that some topics within this episode are not suitable for younger listeners. Viewer discretion advised.
Hey, couple trouble.
Hey, girl.
I wanted some advice on how to recover from a breakup. It's been about 1 week since it happened, and I'm in a state of extreme anger. I bounce back between so many different emotions. I have like neutrality where I'm like not thinking about it, and then extreme hatred for the person, and then also really missing them. It's so hard to be productive, so I'd love any advice on this. How do I get over them? And what, is it ever possible to be friends again? Because we've been friends for so much longer than we were dating. And yeah, I love your insight, any advice, and how to get back into the stage where I don't need them anymore.
Okay.
Oh, girl, I got you. Don't even worry. I just got through a breakup. You're going to get through this breakup. Just listen to me. Don't listen to Raz.
No, listen. I've been through so many breakups. That's why you should listen to me.
No, I think the most relevant is whoever's gone through the most, not most breakups, but the most recent breakups. So that would be me. You can pick and choose between our opinions, but I think I will be the best in giving you, you know, through this hard time, through this heartbreak. And as well, you know,
stop.
Make it worth it. Okay.
You're being too biased.
I'm not biased.
Because you're narcissistic as frick.
Do you know what a narcissist is?
Yeah.
I had to study this in psychology, and narcissism is actually very hard.
I don't know what you're talking about, thinking you're not.
Okay.
That, being that obsessed with psychology is just a red flag, like a major one.
Okay, we're not talking about my red flags. We're talking about the red flags within this relationship and this breakup. Let's get back to the point.
All right, so what we know so far is this person is very heartbroken because they just got through a breakup and they were friends before they ended up dating. And I think that's the hardest part about this situation, is because you just lost both your best friend and your significant other. And that's like losing, it's like double the heartbreak, right?
When you put it like that, I guess so. Yeah, you got a point there.
No, because I know how it feels like. Like, if I were to ever lose my boyfriend, I would literally lose my mind, because he's the person I gossip to and tell everything to, but also the person that gives me love and I give love back to. And so I think all the feelings that you're going through are very, very normal. Like, breakups are just like that. You go through anger and then you miss them and then you're sad again and crying and listening to Taylor Swift's All Too Well. All 14 minutes of it.
Can I just say that when I got through my breakup, that was a song that my friends put on with the music video to watch. I was like, what are you guys trying to do? They're like, I think you need to cry. I think right now, Alex, you just need to sit down, watch this, and cry. We're gonna leave and give you the room. Just cry. I bawled my eyes.
And that's actually the right way to deal with it. The first thing you need to do is just cry. It's okay if you feel like you're a little weaker than usual or that you're crying too much. No, that's the way to actually fix it. You need to cry it out. Just cry your heart out and listen to all the sad songs. Play all the sad playlists. And then when you're done, you gotta get back to being a bad... Oh, I can't curse on this.
a bad beep.
A bad beep.
No, but like anyone, like what Raz was saying about the whole crime, I think you need to be sitting with your emotions.
If you cared for someone and you were in a relationship and things don't work out, that is very hard on a person. And I would say in this very instance, yes, cry. Anyone who sees crying as a weakness should know that, I don't know about you or not, but growing up, it's been harder to cry. And I feel like that is because you've grown so much as a person that you've kind of stereotyped crying as a weakness, when in reality, you're bringing your raw self. That is one of the most strengthening things I've ever heard of, like being able to cry and feel your emotions. That's very empowering. So I think what you need to do is just that. You need to put on a good sad song, something that makes you, you know, makes your heart warm, and it allows you to just feel all of your emotions and get all those hard feelings and thoughts out.
Yeah, I totally agree. Like, for so long I didn't cry, thinking like, oh, I don't want people to see me cry, I don't want them to like feel pity for me, blah blah blah. But now I'm just like a crybaby and I love it. And it's not even because, like, it's just really good to be able to like let out all your emotions and not, you know, just kind of bottle them in. That's the worst thing you can do to yourself. Like, you can only take so much, and by letting it out with crying, you're actually helping yourself just move on through those baby steps. Yeah,
exactly. Like, it's one of the first steps in recovering through something so difficult, as well as it starts the process of you getting over it. And so yes, exactly, like, cry, get those emotions out. That's the first step in terms of the recovery process of this relationship. Talking about anger now, I think that's another phase of the recovery of a breakup. Raz, do you have any insights on anger per se?
Anger is a very normal feeling to feel through a breakup, because you just wasted, I don't know how long you guys were together, but you just wasted.
Okay.
It's not a, listen, I'm not saying it's a waste of time. It's still an experience, but you feel that you just wasted all of this time caring for someone, literally freaking putting your heart and feelings out to them, and now they're freaking dumping you? How freaking dare they? I know, because been through it, done it, I know, I understand.
Been there, done that.
No, the anger, I think that's one of those things that shows you, no, everything that you felt throughout the relationship was real. Because if anything, if you didn't feel anything after the breakup, I'd feel like that's not a good sign. That's clearly a red sign, a red flag, or whatever you want to call it. But that anger, I think, gives you that basis in that step that, like, okay, no, I was in a relationship where I did care for this person. And I think that is the number one takeaway from anything, is that, okay, you had this relationship with someone, you had this bond of some sort, and it's okay for, like, friendships, like everything. Think of yourself when you were 5 years old. Do you have those exact same friendships? Of course not. Things change as you grow up. And I think this is one of those valuable lessons and one of those chapters in your books that, you know, needed to end for you to start the next one. So everything you're feeling, that anger, I would use that anger, use that as motivation to yourself, get yourself better. Because at the end of the day, you really only have you. And if you're going to share that life and share yourself with someone else, they need to understand who you are as well as you need to understand who you are.
But then again, it's not like the breakup didn't necessarily happen because that other person is a terrible person. Maybe it just didn't work out, and that's also okay. Like, ending the relationship is not the end of the world, or it does not in any way mean that the other person is a terrible person. It's just that sometimes things are out of our hands and they don't work for some reason, and you can't make them work. And that's just life. Like, as Alex said, with everything, you're not going to be, not everyone's going to love you, or not everyone's going to be compatible with you or whatever. So that anger that you're feeling towards them, it's anger is okay. Just don't direct it towards them, because maybe they had a reason if they're the ones that broke up. I don't know who did in this case. But yeah, maybe they had a reason. Maybe, you know, there's stuff that you just don't know. And so just put it towards bettering yourself if that's what you want to do, or if you want to be angry at least. So, like, honestly, just go to a gym, punch a bag or something. Literally lets out all of your anger. And it's such a stress relief, a great stress relief method. So yeah.
No, totally. I totally agree with that. I think one of the best purchases I've ever made was buying a punching bag, because when I'm angry, that is the first thing I'd go to. I'm sorry, but I think it's important. Like, that purchase allowed me to get a lot of my anger and a lot of my stress out in times that I needed to. And it, you know, it kind of helped me, you know, focus. It, by being able to get that anger out and getting that aggression out, I was able to focus on the things that do matter and the things that I could potentially do to make myself grow as a person and hopefully find more fulfilling relationships down the future.
Also, I don't know if this is like self-sabotage, but I've watched a lot of women like make a change in their haircut or like dye their hair or stuff. To me, it really helps. It just kind of symbolizes a new step in my life. Honestly, once you feel like you're ready, chop that hair off. Dude, it's gonna feel so good. It's like a fresh start. New me, who it is? New phone?
No phone. New phone, who it is?
That, yeah. Sorry. I'm not suggesting you cut your hair, but doing something just that symbolizes a new step in your life, you know, away from all that stuff that you just went through.
And who cares what anyone says? Because I've heard so many of those, like, exactly what you're talking about, like that thing where people change their hairs when something happens or something eventful. I'm like, who cares what anyone says? Because at the end of the day, you do it for yourself. Like, getting a haircut for me, yes, people tell me to get haircuts, but I know that feeling I get when I look at myself with a new haircut. I'm like, sheesh, that man's looking hella sexy. Like, I'd want to, you know, hook up with myself. So that's what you got to do. You got to make yourself be the embodiment of what you want. Because in that way, you are attracting people, attracting what you want. Manifestation 101. Welcome to this. This is no longer Couple Trouble. This is Manifestation 101.
TikTok's getting to you, my dude. Stop. So that person...
Back to the topic.
That person can't help but wonder if they'll be able to move on. The answer is yes, you will move on. I promise you. I know it feels like the end of the world right now, and it feels like you're never gonna get past this, and that you're always gonna miss this person, and that this person will just be the one forever. But girl, he's not the one, or they're not the one.
He ain't the one.
They're really not the one. If they left your life, then that was for a reason. It's literally the universe being like, hey, that's not him, honey. Get the hell out. And that's okay. Someone will come into your life, or maybe not. Maybe you'll be, you know,
alone forever.
Maybe. You never know. But at the end of the day, that's not the person for you. And
this is not helping.
No, it is, because at the end of the day, you will be okay. It doesn't matter if you're with a person or you're alone. You will be okay. And honestly, I know it's weird to say, but appreciate your loneliness right now. Like, do all the things that you did with him, but on your own. It gives you a reason to realize and understand that he really isn't that big of an impact in your life, and you're just gonna move on and find new things to do and meet new people and have a new life and just start over and become the best version of yourself. So yeah, appreciate that isolation that you're feeling right now. Do the things that you've always wanted to do but don't have time for. And that void that you're feeling, I know you're feeling a void, and that, you know, you're used to talking to someone 24/7 or texting them or calling them or hanging out with them. Call your friends, go out, you know, have a girls' night, do whatever just to stop feeling that way. And if you're someone who's into, you know, just staying on your own and kind of vibing with your own sadness, then that's okay too. But at some point, you got to get out of that state of mind. As long as you cry it out and then get out of that state of mind, you'll be fine. But don't just keep crying it out, okay? It's not gonna help. Stop crying at some point.
I think you said something very beautiful that kind of stuck with me, and that's why I've been a little quiet right now. But what you said about appreciating your loneliness, I think that's something that a lot of people take for granted, especially myself. Like, whenever, like, you know the stage where you're like, okay, I'm not in a relationship, all my friends are in relationships, I feel like the third wheel every day, I feel like I'll never find that person. But in doing all of that and then getting in a relationship, you realize quite literally, yes, there are benefits to a relationship and not feeling so alone, but you can still feel very alone and very lonely within a relationship. Another part of the whole lonely thing is that, like, I found myself when I was, you know, potentially in a relationship and it was like I wasn't alone all the time, I was craving that alone time. I was craving that time that I had for myself.
Anyway, so the person said that it's too hard for them to delete the photos and that there are way too many memories kind of, you know, stuck to those photos. And
delete them.
What do you think?
Delete them. Delete those photos. I'm sorry. No. Let me finish.
I don't think you should delete them.
That's not me.
That's mansplaining.
Ask for my opinion. I'm trying to state the opinion.
All right.
I think, in my personal opinion, in this situation, when you're trying to get over a breakup that is kind of limiting you to your purpose and limiting you in what you can do in terms of productivity in your life, and it kind of halts your growth and your progress, I think it's a good place to maybe just get rid of those photos. Maybe don't automatically delete them, but put them into a folder where it's very hidden and you need to put like some sort of security answer. So Okay, well, like, that's
what I was gonna say.
Let me finish what I was trying to say. I think in some cases, deleting them is very useful. Like, for example, I've deleted photos of previous relationships. If I didn't see them fitting, I didn't see the purpose of them, because I have a lot of photos on my camera roll that I scroll through all the time. I have a dog, I have a cat. Whenever I'm sad, I always look at them, because, like, I commute and I'm not always with them. So that's one of those instances. But yeah, so if in my opinion, if you want a clean slate, delete them. If you don't want any sort of interaction with them, delete them, because they're not doing anything other than holding you to your past. And if you're just looking for your future and you're trying to move forward, those things are going to be there to hold you back. If you truly, truly can't get rid of them, then yeah, just like Raz was going to say, maybe put them in a separate folder where it requires some sort of password, something that requires, if you actually want to see them, then you're willing to put that work in. But my problem with that is that some people don't understand when to set that boundary and to, like, okay, even if I put a password, I'm going to check on it like every day. So it really depends from person to person. And now that I am finished with my opinion, Raz, how would you like to contribute?
I don't like that your opinion took 2 minutes. Anyway, girl, you just got out of a relationship, okay? And the thing that is harder than moving on, like just forgetting the person, is forgetting the memories. And by just doing something so impulsive, like deleting photos, you're actually hurting yourself more than helping yourself. I think the best thing to do is to put them in a hidden folder. Or what I did when I went through a very bad breakup was I didn't even want them on my phone, but I didn't want them to be lost. That was kind of my thought process at the moment. Like, I didn't want to lose those memories, but I didn't want to look at them either. So I sent them to my best friend, and she saved them on her phone, even though she hated my ex's butt. Can I use butt instead of... Okay. So yeah, she hated him, but she still saved those photos because she knew that that's what I wanted. And I got to delete them off my phone. And then at some point, I woke up and I was like, I'm over this dude. And I told her to delete them. So yeah, don't delete them right away. If you need to take the time to kind of just look at them and feel sad, that's also okay. As long as at some point you get rid of them when you start moving on and feel like you don't need that person anymore. But also, that person talked about wanting to be friends.
Swipe left.
With their ex.
That's a swipe left.
I think for the most part, swipe left, but there's still a chance to friendship. Hey, listen. Okay, I'm talking based off experience. Me, my boyfriend and I have known each other since grade 9, and we've been through hell and back. This dude dated my best friend, and we were on the worst terms. Like, we had a mini relationship that lasted a week, and then we broke up, and then he ended up dating my best friend. And so I thought that I would never, ever talk to this guy again. But we literally went back to being friends. I'm not saying that you can go back to being friends right away. I'm just saying that there's a chance in the near future, which is at least in a year, that you can go back to being friends with that person, but not right now. So if you think that that person means way too much to you and you don't want to delete those photos, then I don't recommend deleting them, because that's, you're going to regret that if you end up being friends with that
guy. Now
guy.
To add to you, not to you, but to the conversation, this person also said that she said that her ex jumped into a new relationship quite quickly.
Nobody said that they jumped into a new relationship quickly. They just said that they think they've moved on quickly. And I don't think that's an indication that the person never cared for them. Moving on is different for everyone. While some people take years to move on, some people can show you that they moved on in 2 days, but that doesn't mean that they're not sad. I hate when people are like, oh, this guy's posting way too many photos, that means he's gotten over me. No. The social media and posts and, you know, showing someone that you're living your best life does not in any way mean that you've moved on. That person is just trying to show you that they've moved on, but they're probably crying at night. And
just... That person's probably crying at night.
No, but it's real. It's true. That's me when I go through a breakup. I'm like, you know what? I'm not going to show anybody any signs of sadness. I'm going to go out. I'm going to post all the clubbing pictures and videos. Hey, look at me. I'm living my best life. And then when I'm home, I can't help but cry myself to sleep. But anyway, let's give this person some tips to fill the void and cope with the breakup. My first tip would be to journal. I know it's such a cliche thing to say, but journaling has helped me so much. And if you want like a journaling recommendation, there's this book called Burn After Writing.
Yeah, I know exactly which one you're talking about.
Yeah, Burn After Writing is such a good book because it's like there's a lot of deep questions. You just write down your feelings and no one has to see it, right? At the end of the day, it's called Burn After Writing, so you can just burn it and never look at it again after you're done with the breakup. But yeah, journaling your feelings is a great way to just cope with the breakup because you get to have those feelings somewhere and not bottle them up. Alex, any tips?
Journaling is very important, I think. I always dive right into like getting myself into doing something physical. You know, I think less about something when I'm physically doing something completely different in a completely different environment. So I would actually say maybe get yourself to work out a bit. It doesn't necessarily mean like, okay, go get a gym membership, go work out 6 days a week. It just means get yourself moving, get your body moving, get some dopamine up in there. I would highly suggest maybe a nice little jog around your neighborhood if you could do that. That always gives me a nice scenery, a nice way to listen to some good music and just get my mind off of it. And you know, I don't know about you, but when I go for a jog and I look at the sky, it's very nice and warming, and it kind of brings me back to the surface that like, hey, I live in this big little spherical thing called Earth, and there are millions of other stories and people out there that I can, you know, meet and introduce myself to and get to know them. And in that way, it's kind of reassuring that hey, I'll be okay. I just have to get myself going and do something different.
Yeah, I agree. Honestly, if you're into that, sign up for Muay Thai or kickboxing classes. These really, really, really make you feel better because you're constantly punching. And it's not just about the punching. Like, gym community, when you're, like, meeting up with people every day, seeing people that you train with, it's literally making new friends, right? So it's a way to interact and socialize with people, but also get physical and, like, work out. But yeah, other than that, I would just suggest like going out constantly with your friends, continuously make plans, try to do literally anything that gets your mind off of it for now. And study, girl. Nobody's gonna get that bread for you. You're gonna get that bread.
That bread is gonna be so damn good too. Oh my god, I could go for some bread right now. Sorry, I'm hungry.
Moving on.
And the noteworthy submissions of the week go to
SSRIs be making vaginas dry.
That's valid. I've heard many instances of that.
Okay.
And a noteworthy submission to an off-topic conversation is chicken nuggets are very yummy, and I very much so agree. I love my chicken nuggets. I love my chicken tenders. I love chicken.
Moving on, thank you for listening to another episode of Couple Trouble. Don't forget to send us your couple trouble at couple.trouble22@gmail.com, or you can DM us on Instagram at @coupletrouble22.
We appreciate your time here and listening to our episode. We hope you guys come back again, and hopefully we will have some more very juicy conversations to talk about. Juicy. We love them juicies. Bye.
Bye, guys.